KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, it's mostly cloudy, 66 degrees. We look for skies to be partly cloudy here today, a high of 88. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you this hour by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. They are your Train home comfort specialist dealer. The City of Atlantic's Planning and Zoning Commission will meet this evening in the Council's chambers at City Hall. On the agenda for their 5:30 p.m. session is the consideration of two alleys to be vacated. In the new business portion of their agenda, the Commission will discuss the proposed vacating of an alley between Birch and Locust and 13th and 14th Streets. The alley was the subject of a dispute between two property owners during a civil lawsuit the City was involved in. Judge James Richardson failed to overturn the City's opinion that the alley was a property alley and therefore would have no reason to maintain the strip of land. City Administrator John Lund says since the judge did not specify who owns the land, the city is back to square one with no idea of who owns it. In the absence of such a determination, he says, it is assumed the city has some jurisdiction. If the commission does not object tonight, the city, according to Lund, feels it would be reasonable to abandon any claim or title to the affected strip of land. Old business on the P&Z agenda tonight includes discussion pertaining to the vacating of an alley west of 1315 Birch. At their last meeting on June the 14th, the matter was tabled because the commission had questions for City Administrator John Lund, who was not able to attend the meeting, and out of concerns for neighbors. In the city's analysis, it was noted officials inspected the property and proposes that only the southern part of the alley, south of the creek, be vacated. Lund recommends the commission pass a motion to abandon part of the alley or the entire alley, depending on a response from abutting property owners. Elsewhere in local news, the Atlantic Police Department yesterday released information on four recent accidents, two of which took place on Sunday. In an update to our earlier reports, officials said Devin Register of Atlantic was cited for failure to obey a traffic control device following an accident that happened just before 5 p.m. Sunday. Register was traveling east on Highway 6 or 7th Street in a Buick when he failed to yield at the stoplight and collided with a southbound Chevy Suburban driven by Cynthia Koch of Atlantic. Register complained of pain and was transported by ambulance to the Cass County Hospital. Neither Koch nor the child in her vehicle were hurt. Damage from that crash amounted to $12,100. A few minutes later, an accident happened at 7th and Elm Streets when Aubrey Ewing of Atlantic failed to stop at a controlled intersection. Her vehicle hit a vehicle driven by Denise Lauritsen of Exira as she was traveling east on 7th. Ewing was cited for failure to obey a traffic control device. Damage from the collision amounted to $2,700. Last Tuesday evening, vehicles driven by Mandy Parks and Robin Sullivan, both of Atlantic, collided at 7th and Olive. When officials say Parks failed to obey the stoplight as she was traveling west on 7th. Her vehicle struck Sullivan's, which was southbound on Olive. Minor injuries were reported by both parties, but no one was transported to the hospital. Damage from that collision amounted to $18,000. And on July the 5th, a vehicle driven by Deborah Williams of Atlantic was backing out of a private drive when it hit a parked car registered to Blaine Nolte of Atlantic. That accident, which happened in the 200 block of Ridge Road, caused $4,000 damage, but no citations were issued. The Cass County Sheriff's Office reports two arrests took place over the past weekend. On Saturday, 23-year-old Joseph Andrew Reisberg of Elliott was arrested for OWI second offense and driving while barred. Reisberg was taken to the Cass County Jail and later released on a $2,000 bond. On Sunday, Cass County deputies arrested 43-year-old Todd Edward Kimson of Corning on a charge of violation of a no-contact order. Kimson was taken to the Cass County Jail and released Monday on $300 bond. Adair County Sheriff Jeff Vanderwater Monday released more information about a high-speed pursuit that we reported on over the weekend. Vanderwater said 20-year-old Abraham Petro Rico of Des Moines was arrested on charges that include felony eluding, carrying weapons, and theft in the first degree. Rico was being held without bond at the Adair County Jail. His arrest followed a pursuit that began at around 9:25 a.m. Friday when an Iowa State Patrol trooper observed a Chevy Malibu traveling at nearly 100 miles per hour on Interstate 80 eastbound near the 78-mile marker. The trooper activated his lights and siren on his cruiser and learned during the pursuit that the car had been reported stolen out of South Dakota. The vehicle continued onto exit 83, ran a stop sign there, and then turned south onto Stewart Road, or Adair County Road P-28. The car traveled south in excess of 140 miles per hour in the center of the road before failing to stop at the intersection with Highway 92. The vehicle vaulted over the road and crashed into the south ditch. Three occupants of the car were detained without further incident. After Rico informed the trooper a firearm was inside the vehicle, a search resulted in the recovery of a Ruger LC9 along with a PlayStation 4 and an iPhone. The firearm was reported to have been also stolen. One of the passengers in the car was released to the Department of Human Services. The other was released after questioning. And the Adair County Sheriff's Office says a Guthrie County man was arrested July 6th for harassment in the second degree. 20-year-old Richard Charles Hughes of Guthrie Center was taken into custody after an investigation determined he allegedly sent threatening text messages to his ex-girlfriend, whereby he said he would come to her new boyfriend's residence and beat him up. He also allegedly said in the text message that her new boyfriend was a, quote, dead man. Hughes was brought to the Adair County Jail and later released on $1,000 bond. Also, 30-year-old Cody Chance Day of Nottoway was arrested July 3rd in Adair County on a warrant out of Webster County. That same day, 28-year-old Devin Lee Parker was arrested on a warrant out of Dallas County. Both men were later transported to their respective counties as law enforcement agencies. Police in Creston report four people were arrested on separate charges Monday evening. 22-year-old Patrick Eames of Creston was arrested at the Union County Law Enforcement Center on a Union County warrant for violation of probation on original charges of public intoxication, third or subsequent offense, five counts of assault on persons in certain occupations, bodily injury, and violation of probation. Eames was being held in the Union County Jail while awaiting a bond hearing. 23-year-old Brittany Miller of Creston was arrested at her home Monday evening on a Union County warrant for a violation of probation on an original possession of controlled substance charge. Miller was being held in the Ringgold County Jail while awaiting a bond hearing. 30-year-old Juan Gonzalez of Creston was arrested Monday evening on a charge of driving while revoked. He was later released on $2,000 bond. And 19-year-old Keegan Williams of Creston was arrested Monday evening on two Union County warrants for failure to appear on original charges of fourth-degree theft and violation of probation. Williams was being held in the Union County Jail while awaiting a bond hearing. Creston police said yesterday that 51-year-old Robbie Dorn of Creston was arrested early Monday morning on charges of eluding and driving while suspended. Dorn was being held in the Union County Jail on $1,000 bond. And the Union County Sheriff's Office said yesterday a man from Creston had reported Friday afternoon that sometime over the past week, someone had taken items from a property of his on Ivy Avenue. Those items included a crimping tool, PEX fittings, a roll of PEX pipe, rakes, and a garden hoe, along with a gear wrench socket set. The loss estimated at $220. Elsewhere in Western Iowa news, jury selection is scheduled to begin today for a 30-year-old man accused of killing another man in the northwest Iowa community of Sloan. Timothy Schroeder has pleaded not guilty to charges of first-degree murder, that is, going armed with intent and being a felon in possession of a firearm. Prosecutors say Schroeder shot to death 29-year-old Dustin Wilder at Wilder's home on January 9, 2015. Iowa Senator Joni Ernst, the first female combat veteran to serve in the United States Senate, will deliver a primetime speech about national security at next week's Republican National Convention in Cleveland.
This is a great opportunity for me to be on the national stage and talk about something that is so vitally important to our country.
The Trump campaign has not yet released the speaking schedule for next week's convention, but sources say Ernst will be speaking on Monday night. She's hinting her remarks will be a partial indictment of the Obama administration's policies for military engagement.
If you look at the global front where we're trying to combat ISIS as best as we can, but without a very enthusiastic administration, and Hillary Clinton will just continue on with these lackluster policies.
7 months ago, Ernst was a deputy chief of staff of the Iowa National Guard's headquarters when she retired after a 23-year military career. In 2003, Ernst was the commander of a battalion of Iowa National Guard soldiers who ran supply convoys from Kuwait into Iraq. She emphasized her military experience during her successful 2014 campaign for the U.S. Senate. It's one reason she was rumored to be on Trump's list of potential running mates. Our news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.